Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the gift that keeps on giving. The gift that keeps on giving. You know, we're approaching that time of the year where everybody has giving on their minds. They want to give presents to their loved ones, their friends, and their family. They may even be participating in some type of office party where they have to pull names, and then you give a gift to the person whose name you draw. Well, because we're in that time of the year, my friends, I want to take the opportunity to outline the four characteristics that make you special as a leader. Those things that separate us from the competition. Those things that move us from the rest of the pack and identify us as unique. Yes, my friends and neighbors, there are some gifts on the inside of us all. And if we know how to mobilize those gifts, how to maximize those gifts, we're going to win more often than not. Let's outline them in our gift acronym. These four key elements that are going to set you apart from the rest, that is going to make you so unique that people always remember who you are and gravitate to your leadership. That G in our gift acronym reminds us of the importance of generosity. I knew an old preacher friend of mine who used to say, give till it hurts, then give till it stops hurting. My friends, I challenge you to assess your value as a giver. How generous are you? How often do you buy lunch and dinner for those that are coming to meet you? Do you give out plaques and awards? Do you often give bonuses for those who work with you diligently? I challenge you, my friends, to be a generous giver. The thing that separates you, that'll make people remember you more than anything else, is how much you give. Yes, my friends, you can give of your time, you can give of your talent, you can give of your energy, and you can also give of your resources. You can give someone something that helps them along the way. Be known as a generous tipper to valets, to waiters and waitresses. Be known as the person that always picks up the tab at every single lunch or dinner meeting, because that generosity separates you. It sets you apart. Can I tell you a true story? I am the lunch buyer, my friends. I'm always the one that's going to make sure that if you're out with me, you can't pay for anything. I've got you covered. Well, one of my friends, many years ago, we went out to lunch almost every week. And every time we go, I would insist on buying. He'd try his best to get the check from me. He never could. And one day after our meeting, we go outside from the restaurant we were eating in, and I noticed a new vehicle that he had. And I thought it was so beautiful. I said, man, I like that. It looks great. It's awesome. And I complimented him. And he said, I'm glad you like it because I bought it for you. He said, you've taught me so much about giving and you do it so freely that I wanted to give you something. The man gave me a brand new automobile with the title and the keys in my hand. I tried to resist it. No, I don't want it. And he said, I brought it here just for you. My friends, when you are a giver, people not only recognize it, they reward it. Your team recognizes when you give them something, not just because they perform really well on something or they leading the pack in one area or another, but giving because it's a part of who you are, a part of your personality. And that gift keeps on giving. People have given me brand new houses. People have given me cars. People have given me, you name it. I've gotten it because generosity is the gift that keeps on giving. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, this time of year and beyond, to assess your giving, assess your generosity. Make sure that you're leading. Don't think about it. Don't even act on it. Don't even worry about what it costs. So just do it. And I challenge you, my friends, and encourage you that it will pay great dividends. That I reminds us of the importance of innovation. Yes, when you create, you appreciate. You appreciate what others create when you're a creator yourself. If you're a writer of a book, you appreciate the books that other people write. When was the last time you made something? Do you spend your time criticizing or critiquing the innovation? expectations of others? Or do you spend your time developing something new and exciting of your own? I always say, don't just read a book, write a book. My 16-year-old and I are actually working on a book together. We're writing a book together that now will become what we do for all of my daughters who are 16 and below. We're going to write books together. I didn't get the chance to do it with my older ones, and maybe we can catch up at one time. But now that we've gotten into the habit, we're working on a book together. We're working on getting it all written out and doing those things. And the creative aspect is fun. The people around you need to know that you're a creator. They need to know that you're coming up with ideas and solutions. Creators solve problems. They make things better. They come up with things. You think of Tesla, the automobile maker. He's the only one that I know of that has a luxury electric car, a luxury fully electric car. You've heard everybody else talk about they're going to make it. Everybody else say they're going to compete with Tesla. They're going to come out with something better and brighter and bigger than Tesla ever had. But where is it? We don't see it. What we do see is that the innovators take the lead. They don't wait on anything. They don't create excuses. They make progress. And I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, if you really want to get people to gravitate to you, then you want to become the innovator. How do you do it? Focus on the gifts that you already have. Focus on maximizing and optimizing what you can already do. Just do the little things. I'm not saying go out and write a book per se. I'm not saying go out and make a movie. I'm saying create a simple system, a simple process. Start with the small things, but every day create something. It could be a quote. It could be a saying. It could be a new process or a practice. But every day we can all create because we all have creative energy on the inside. That ELF in our gift acronym reminds us of the importance of focus. See, focus happens when you hone in on one thing. Your team will appreciate that between the hours of X and Y that you're focused. And some people like to focus, but you know how easy it is to get distracted in the world that we live in today. So let me give you three key points or three key tips to focus even better. First, remember that focus happens in a place. Focus, for my note takers, happens in a place. Artists have studios, athletes have gyms, and you have to have somewhere as well to sit down and move away from the rest of the crowd, from the hustle and the bustle, and focus in one singular place and take the time to do the work that is required. Also, focus happens with a plan. No one focuses by accident. You've got to map out what you want to do and when and how and who's going to help. And once you do that, then you can begin to follow that plan. Then focus happens with a purpose. Why is something worth 100% of your time, effort, and energy? Why should you dedicate 2 hours of your life every day at a particular time to do a specific thing? Focus happens with a purpose, my friends. You can't do it if there's no why behind it. I challenge you to find that why. That T in our gift acronym reminds us that the gift that keeps on giving is thankfulness. Yes, my friends and neighbors, there is a power to thank you. There's a power to smiling at somebody saying, I'm thankful for you. There's a power of just looking someone in the eye and shaking their hand and say, you know what? I thank God that you and I are connected to one another. See, there are ways to exhibit thankfulness. First, just say it. Just say it, my friends. I don't care who you're dealing with. Make a habit of saying thank you for everything that you receive. Then you can also write it. Send an email of thanks. Send a note of thanks. Send a thank you letter or a thank you card. You can write it, but you can also show it. There are a few key things that are going to always reveal how thankful we are. And I always say there are attitude, energy, and forgiveness. Those three things always exhibit how thankful we are. Our attitude. When you walk in a restaurant, are you happy just because you get the opportunity to eat at a nice place? In spite of whether they bring you the right dish or not, in spite of whether they mess it up or not, I'm just so happy that I get the opportunity to do some of the things that I do and go to some of the places I go, that my attitude is already going to be set. That's the same way that we should be in everything. Our energy represents our thankfulness. If we have boundless energy, there's no way we can lose. Our energy shows that we're thankful just to be here. Last but not least, our forgiveness shows it, my friends. Our forgiveness, if we can overcome and overlook no matter what happens, it'll show you how thankful we are. My friends, listen, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, I can assure you, Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.